This is Ozarks at Large. Minaya Reith, a top Arkansas immigrant civil rights activist, recently came to our studios to talk with Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich about what we should expect regarding immigration reform at both the federal and state level.
For nearly 5 years, U.S. comprehensive immigration reform has been in irons. That's jargon for when the sails on a boat pointing directly into the wind cannot catch a breeze. For a time, reform looked possible, but in the summer of 2007, conservatives refused to budge, and it's all but faded from national politics. Still, immigrant rights activists have steered on, working mostly at the state and local level. But now, given the nuances of this past presidential election, reform is back. But just before the election, President Barack Obama did say his biggest failure was not passing comprehensive immigration reform, and it wasn't for lack of trying. And Mireya Reith, executive director of the Arkansas United Community Coalition, understands why.
I think a lot of his political weight was spent on national health care reform. A lot of the partisanship that came out of that just made it absolutely impossible to be able to tackle on a big piece of legislation.
Reith says the president should get tremendous credit for issuing two powerful executive orders, prosecutorial discretion, ordering immigrant enforcement agents to focus only on criminal aliens, and the president's deferred action directive. It's providing an estimated 1.7 million out of 4.4 million undocumented youth age 16 to 30 relief from possible deportation if they meet several key criteria.
He even introduced conversations around family unity waivers. So these were all important pieces of legislation that or conversations that were begun that he could at his executive level that we do think, you know, despite all of the partisanship, were an important opportunity.
The U.S. Department of Human Services is in charge of deferred action. It's reporting as of early October receiving 180,000 applications and approving nearly 4,600 youngsters. And among them are 400 Arkansas youth that have applied.
We are knowing now, although we don't have the numbers exactly, but several of those students have even gone as far in their process as now have been approved. They're getting their work permits. They're getting their social security numbers. And now some of them are just starting to take that next step of actually getting their driver's license or applying for their driver's license. So very encouraging to see the success. Our estimates have to be that at least since October, double of that have been supported. So maybe in that 600 to 800 range. That said, there's 6,800 that qualify for this policy here in Arkansas.
Conservatives have largely ignored the nearly 11 million undocumented immigrants in their midst, with the exception of enacting punitive measures, Reith says. But now they're paying attention given a growing Hispanic majority. 70% voted for President Barack Obama.
The headline that just really made us so happy and content and felt our work worthwhile was that the Latinos were who decided the presidential election, and the Latino vote was who decided that. And in the morning that the Republicans have a Latino problem, which we knew was something that would grab the attention, especially of the naysayers during the election, who both either tried to stay away from the issue or took a critical side on that issue. And so since then, we have just seen such enhanced momentum at the national level.
Right. Points to a collection of prominent Republicans emerging to take up reform.
Some of those prominent Republicans, even just this last week, were former President Bush, the Attorney General of Utah, Paul Ryan, former vice presidential candidate. Obviously, Senator Marco Rubio has always been a voice for the Republicans on this and has even gone on record this last week saying he sees that there's a 50-50 chance.
Evidence of that was consideration of the Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics, or STEM Jobs Act, sponsored by U.S. Representative Lamar Alexander.
And here in the United States, since the 1980s, we have not increased the number of visas, worker visas, for people to come here and work in a legal manner, which is one of the reasons that we did see, you know, undocumented populations and employers encouraging undocumented immigrants to come here. And it's the idea of extending visas to legal residents or extending visas to people from other countries in a legal manner for that have this high-tech skills. But however, how this bill was recently framed, would have destroyed another program, a diversity visa program, that was considered equally valuable in that it actually targets some non-traditional countries in terms of extending visas.
As a result, Senate Democrats denied passage of the bill, also on the grounds that lower-skill workers were not accommodated.
And there was also last week the ACHIEVE Act, which was, again, sort of a watered-down version of the DREAM Act. And the concept of being able to provide a work permit to undocumented citizens, much like deferred action is now, but then no pathway to citizenship with there, and no sort of definitive answer of what happens with these students afterward.
Although misguided, Reith says the intent shows that Republicans are at least open to creating a pathway to citizenship for millions of undocumented immigrants. At the state level, Maria Reith says the new Republican majority has an opportunity to frame this session as positive.
It is our sincere hope that we don't see any legislation that is purely punitive in nature and is anti-immigrant. And so laws that would punish undocumented immigrants and dedicate resources to detention and deportation. We just feel that all of these, they increase taxpayers' burden, they create wedges within the community, and it really would have a negative economic impact on our businesses, including up here in Northwest Arkansas, where there is such a large reliance on these pools. And there are so many immigrants who are entrepreneurs themselves. And right now, from current conversations that we've had in Little Rock, we may not see those bills. I think there is somewhat of an interest in at least some of our elected officials down there to wait and see what happens at the national level.
Still, Reith says that the Arkansas United Community Coalition is prepared to fight a voter ID bill proposed last cycle by then State Representative Brian King, District 91, Green Forest. He was elected to State Senate, District 5, and is expected to pitch the bill again.
Which many times is not thought of being just exclusive to immigrants, but would include our immigrant community as well. It obviously, we think, would negatively impact our African-American and other minorities, and more importantly, our community that lives below the poverty line, and we do have a significant community here in Arkansas. And we are gravely concerned because there were candidates that rallied behind that, and we do and can firmly expect to see that sort of bill.
Instead, Maria Reith hopes legislators will support a state-level DREAM Act, a Development Relief and Education of Alien Minors Act for Arkansas immigrant youth. Perhaps as many as 6,000 in state. More than a dozen states have passed one, providing undocumented high school graduates access to in-state college tuition, scholarships, and school aid. Both University of Arkansas Chancellors David Gearhart and Joel Anderson support an Arkansas DREAM Act. But as deferred action permits are issued, more undocumented high school graduates are expected to pursue higher education.
So we think there's a great opportunity here for the state legislature to clarify, as so many other states have, about that extension, and we do think it would be beneficial to Arkansas.
And although most would think our new Republican majority legislature could snarl passage of progressive immigration reform in Arkansas, optimism does prevail, at least going in, given that new House and Senate leaders, most notably Representative Davy Carter of Cabot and also Senator Michael Lamoureux of Russellville, may be willing to bargain. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To learn more, visit ArkansasCoalition.org.
Many worry that democracy hangs in the balance in Egypt, that a vote to approve a new constitution would grant the president and the Islamist-dominated parliament too much power. But if it fails, President Morsi would have unchecked power. I'm Neil Conan, the battle for democracy in Egypt, plus our weekly turn to the opinion page. Next, Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation this afternoon at 1 on KUAF 91.3 FM.